When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Adult Bedtime Stories. Are you ready to experience nocturnal emissions? Join us in a sex-positive awakening adventure to help create a sex-positive world. Become part of a movement and start living a sex-positive lifestyle, free of sexual shame and guilt. Adult Bedtime Stories is a Ravenslayer production. Adult Bedtime Stories is a show dedicated to bringing sacredness back to our sexuality and to learn about everything sexual. Allow the beautiful, sexy creature within you to emerge. Each week, the focus of the show will be on a different sexual topic designed to enlighten you so you develop more fully as a sexual being. This is a sex education that you didn't receive in high school, but should have. Imagine for a moment that we could change the world and live a sex-positive lifestyle. In our sex-negative world, the process of socialization teaches us to feel shame and guilt around sex. By adopting a new set of attitudes and values around sex, we can view sex with a new understanding, which is accompanied with positive emotions and the attitude that sex is a sacred act. I am Ladyboy Gigi, a sex expert, a life coach, and a sacred harlot. My life vision is to create a sex-positive world through adult education and BDSM performance art. Hello and welcome. I am Ladyboy Gigi, and tonight's topic is on Aphrodite's temple. A temple of sexual enlightenment. And we'll be running this virtually on the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Time Zone. And I have Paul with me tonight.
Hey, guys.
And we'd like to kind of talk a little bit about what our virtual Aphrodite's temple is all about. We just kind of launched it this spring because where I usually run Aphrodite's Temple is at pagan events and for Burning Man events. And with the pandemic, all those had to be canceled. So we really wanted to kind of shift it so that we can have a connection in this time of social isolation.
Mm-hmm. So far we've done the virtual Aphrodite's temple twice, and I think that both of them were pretty good successes. Are we sticking with the format where we're going to do a discussion followed by more hands-on stuff, or is it always going to be a little bit different?
I'm going to go with what the people want.
And okay.
Basically, if people want more hands-on, we can do more. And if they want, I like
starting with the format of the discussion first. And basically what we do is we pick a topic and have a discussion on it for the first half of the temple. And then for the second half, we do kind of a hands-on learning experience that is optional. You can either observe or participate. You can have your camera on or off. We're good with anything. As long as you come with honor, respect, and with the attitude that we're joining with kindred spirits and here to support each other. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what Aphrodite's temple offers or can offer. The possibilities abound. In general, we cover the following broad topics and activities. To begin with, Aphrodite's temple is a safe space for kindred spirits to gather and connect. In this sacred space, we provide accurate sexual education, information, and workshops. It's a space to discuss human sexuality and the diversity of forms of sexual expression between consenting adults. It's a safe space to explore sexual diversity and creative sexual expression. And I always like to invite the inner child to come out and explore and discover and try new things. It can be challenging, but it's well worth the reward. And because you may discover a new passion, reach a whole new level of consciousness, or experience something that's just you never dreamed was even possible. We also provide a sacred space to worship in our sexual energy and freely explore sexual expression between consenting adults. This can include, but is not limited to, BDSM, exploring and breaking taboos, kinky sexual activities, and erotic performance sexual art. It also includes performing erotic rituals, sex magic, and sexual exchange, either through solo erotic stimulation or through sharing with one or more kindred spirits within the boundaries of full informed consent. To worship our sexuality, to worship others who come to temple, and to be worshipped as divine sexual beings. We develop a sex-positive lifestyle in our life, celebrating the sacredness of sexuality. We cover sexual tantric practices at times. We also cover sexual spiritual practices and rituals. And we like to provide a good sexual education. The education you didn't get in school but should have. So, any thoughts?
Well, I know that the doing this online was kind of born out of necessity, but I know that one of the things that's kind of nice is having it scheduled once a month. I'm looking forward to developing like kind of a community around this. And I know that so far we've kind of been making the calls in where we go next and what we're looking at doing for the next temple service. But I know that personally I'm looking forward to having more community involvement and input into what we're doing.
And I do want Aphrodite's temple to be a group effort and go with where people want to discover and learn, because there is so much out there to learn that's new. I know you've had some experience in Aphrodite's temple. Would you like to, both virtually and when we had it at festivals, you want to share some of the things you kind of got out of being there?
Yeah. So like for those who haven't been following the podcast fully, they actually met Gigi at Aphrodite's temple when he was running at one of the local Burning Man events. And like, I owe a lot of where I am in my path to being part of temple, both to like helping run it and set it up and things like that, but also the experiences I've had there. Like, one of the things I really like about the temple is that it is a place of learning, that you really do go out of your way to educate people about what's out there that they might, you know, be aware of but not have experience with. Or there's so many things that you have to teach and that we've been teaching together now that it's been a while, but a lot of these things weren't things that were even on my radar until I heard about them in temple. So yeah, I've had a lot of really growing experiences there. As far as my experience with the online temple, it's been really, really good. I've particularly really enjoyed the group discussions that we've gotten into there, because I really like, you know, places where there's a lot of different interesting people with a lot of different opinions coming together and kind of learning from each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the main things that we try to keep in mind when we run Temple, is that we can all learn from each other. And we're all coming to this place to grow and to learn. It's not just you and I dispensing knowledge. It's everyone coming and sharing freely with each other, and it's all pulling each other up.
Mm-hmm. And I just recently listened to a webinar on, it was called The Effects of Sex from Colonization.
Okay.
And it's really kind of gave me a whole new perspective on what we're doing in Aphrodite's temple. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to kind of review a little bit. Basically, when America was first discovered and then afterwards colonized, the people colonizing came and were in shock with what the locals were doing sexually, and put a stop to a lot of it and really enforced their moral beliefs. And guess where those moral beliefs came from? The Dark Ages. And it was a time of witch hunts and sex is sinful and bad and all this negative stuff around sexuality. And they enforced dress codes and all kinds of things. And so they brought this in and required all the people that were living here, and even the slaves they brought in, to conform. And so that's where we get a lot of our sex negative culture. Part of what Aphrodite's temple is about is reclaiming the notion that sex is a sacred act, and that sex can be a spiritual transformation for us, and we can explore and learn. I mean, there is knowledge that's through Tantra and through Taoist heritage that dates back thousands of years and are amazing guides to learn and experience a whole new perspective in sexuality. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, a big part of what I like to do is introduce new concepts and ways to develop in within ourselves through sexuality a higher consciousness. And one of the things I've learned is that when you start really enjoying the pleasures of sexuality, and really explored at a deeper level, utilizing some tantric techniques, you can, it just transforms your whole life. I know that I've become more mindful, more present, and more centered in my own energy. Anything you'd like to add to that?
I get a lot of the same effect out of building that sex energy and getting in the right headspace. Like, I know that when I started doing temple and learning more from you, and then eventually started working with you, is struck me as really interesting how much I felt things shifting around me, but like also how it was small shifts, and then suddenly it surprised me like how much had opened up with doing like a few of the things that you teach about in the temple, from morning affirmations to having my nightly meditation, learning how to manipulate my sex energy and move the energy around in my body, to some of the breathing techniques and things like that, how quickly my sex life changed, but like also my spiritual life, and how quickly things really picked up for me after I started learning from you.
And I think at the center of all this, and I think partly why it is such a spiritually enlightening experience, is that some of the chemicals that get released when we have sex are chemicals that help us bond closer together with each other. They give us a more sense of connection, and even a connection with the divine and the universe, however you want to put it. But, and just that's a byproduct of having intense, awesome pleasures.
But yeah, definitely. It's powerful how all of these things work together in such a way to rewire you from the ground up.
And it's hard to put it into words sometimes, because I've had experiences where I've had out-of-body orgasms, which there just isn't a language for. I've had deeply intense sexual experiences that were still all in my body, but were just, it's really difficult to have a language for that.
Mm-hmm.
But to experience it, and I've had so many people come into temple and say, wow, this has transformed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And learning that, oh, my body's beautiful just as it is. I don't have to be like the Hollywood images. Let's redefine what true beauty is.
Mm-hmm.
And learning some of the techniques to really come to love and appreciate your body at a deeper level is just a part of the process that occurs in temple. What are some of the things that have stood out for you as really life-changing from being in temple?
I would say, first of all, getting the chance to assist you has really shaped a lot of things for me, because, you know, I'd never really thought of myself as a teacher before assisting you. So that's been really, really powerful. I know that I've had some just really amazing scenes in temple, and it's kind of hard to compare those, because they're each so special in each of their ways, and it's hard to quantify it. One of the things about being in temple all the time, when we can do live temple, is feeling the like undulating energy between lots of people coming and playing and having a good time, and then it ebbs and it flows, and it, like, you never know what's going to happen. You never know when, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, a bunch of people are going to show up and want to play and have a good time. So it, you know, always kept me on my toes, and I really liked that. And, you know, just learning how to be, like, around all of that energy and how to, you know, take it in and add to it in the right way that, you know, helps it multiply is really, really powerful to me.
And I think one of the things I've kind of observed, because I've been running Aphrodite's Temple for about a little over 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things I've observed is that people come in, they're a little guarded when it's their first time, and they feel a little insecure and like, oh, I don't know if I want to get naked, or I don't want, they feel inhibited. Mm-hmm. And then the energy of temple kind of takes over and people discover, oh, well, my body isn't all that bad. Actually, it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the transformation, I remember one boy, this was back when we had a shower just out in the open, and he waited till 3 a.m. to take his shower, and because he didn't want to be seen naked. Well, we had all gone up to the meadow to kind of look at shooting stars because they were supposed to be really spectacular that night. And we came back, and there he was in the shower, all his glory, hanging out. And at first he tried to cover himself, and then he thought, oh, screw this. They've already seen it. And the next day he came up to me and he said, that was so liberating, just being naked in front of others.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'd never experienced anything like that before. At first, it was kind of scary, and I felt really self-conscious. And then I went through this process, and all of a sudden, it was like, oh, this isn't all that bad. And from that point on, he started attending temple, going naked and enjoying mm-hmm. its body and taking whole different attitude about himself, and it was just such a liberating experience.
Yeah.
And I see that happening around not just nudity but sexuality of all forms. People come in and they go, wow, the things I thought I was doing in private, I thought they were so bad, but wow, these people really get into it. It's okay.
Yeah.
And it gives that kind of, the environment becomes a freeing experience to really explore and discover.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've had some good experiences kind of awakening and transforming your own life through temple.
Yeah, it might be time for the mid...
Oh, yeah, station break time.
Yeah, it
probably is. We'll come back to this after station break. But if you would like to join us at Aphrodite's Temple, what you'll need to do, I post everything at the Family of Choice virtual community. And you can find the link to that on my website at ravenslayerleather.com, as well as training programs and information and links to all kinds of things. You want to add to our station break?
Yeah. One of the things that you can find on the website, ravenslayerleather.com, is a connection to our Patreon, which will allow you to share a monthly donation with us. It can be any denomination. I think it like at least $1, but any denomination more than that. And it would really help us out and help us continue to bring you quality sex education every other week, and it's something we love doing for you guys.
And we try to stick to every other week, but sometimes we, with the pandemic and all the things we've been involved in lately, sometimes we get a little behind and go a third week. But we do try to stick to once every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a little exciting news. I am just finished my second to last course and turned it in. And once I complete my last course, I will get my certification as a sex coach. And so I'm really looking forward to that. So stay tuned, because soon I'll be putting together some amazing things and providing amazing services. Anything else you want to kind of...
Not that I can think of, unless there's anything we're forgetting.
Nah. I think we've pretty much covered it. So back to our topic, Aphrodite's temple, a temple of sexual enlightenment. And I really think we are going through a transition period at this point. I see it all over, little areas all over the world where people are saying, you know, all this stuff we've been taught is so wrong when it comes to sex, or was so void of any learning. And people are talking more about sex and opening up more about sex. So it's not just Aphrodite's temple. There's many areas you can get a lot of information. But if you really want to experience it as part of a community, I think Aphrodite's temple does offer that, where a lot of other services, it's more like you're studying something or learning or getting information, but you're not getting that bonding experience that you can get from attending Aphrodite's temple. Now, where were we right before station break?
You were asking me some of the ways that temple has improved my life. It's really improved my life a lot in pretty extreme ways, and the way that I structure my life is different, and that I'm more defined by connecting with my sexuality every day. I feel more in tune with what's happening in my head and understanding myself more. I know that I came to a realization through work that we had done at Temple that I didn't really have the best grasp of how I was feeling at any given time. And I know that by exploring that, I've gotten a lot better at recognizing when I'm not feeling well and, you know, why that might be. So I have a lot to be grateful to what I've learned in Temple.
I think one of the things too that happens in Temple is that by going through this learning experience, and people come in at first really concerned about performance and am I good enough or am I doing it right? And then all of a sudden they see all this stuff going on around them and they go, oh, there isn't one normal way to do it. Mm-hmm. There's not a right way to do it. However, I want to do it within the confines of safe, sane, and consensual, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, all these layers just fall away and we can become freely sexually expressive with one another and really kind of open that door and shift from being in the head of, oh, am I doing it right, to listening to our bodies and going, ooh, what does my cock want tonight? What does my nipples want? How do I want to be touched? And we shift into that pleasure zone and how to receive pleasures at better levels and communicate it to those that we're playing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shift is so fundamental because it gets us away from our heads and into our bodies. And that's mm-hmm. where sex really lives, is in our bodies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But did you notice that transformation either in yourself or others?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know that the first time I came into temple, I was close enough neighbors to you that it was a short walk to your camp. And I remember showing up 3 or 4 times in your camp and asking you questions for many hours and talking to you. Like, one of the things that, like, I was really drawn to was that you were very open and ready to answer any questions that I had. And you could tell that I was a little new. You definitely fed my curiosity and, like, had conversations. But I remember the first time we met, you asked if I wanted to play at all, and I wasn't ready for that yet. And I thought that somehow I would offend you. But it, you know, was not offensive at all. You took it as like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then continued chatting with me and having a good time. And I really appreciated it.
Yeah.
And I think that like having that kind of curiosity when you go into temple is the right feeling to go in with.
Yeah. And one of the things I tell people that are new is that you're free to come in and just observe. That the one thing I do ask is when you observe, put energy back to the circle. Don't just gawk at people. Don't just take energy from what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give energy back by just going, oh, that is sexy what I'm seeing, and just mm-hmm. making some of those good juicy sounds like, ooh, ah, ooh, I'm mm-hmm. getting off to this. But any thoughts on that level?
As far as like sharing energy, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's definitely an important part of what we do in temple, is because a lot of what we do has, you know, kind of a focus on the spiritual. And like when you start developing a relationship with your own sexual energies and like learning how to let them intermingle with other people's energies, it can be very profound, but it's also, you know, just a thing that you should do intentionally, with purpose, and not haphazardly, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you kind of introduce where I was kind of wanting to go next anyway, and that is, as a priestess of the Sacred Harlot, part of what I do is I become the container of the sacred space. And then part a guardian. And if I see something a little off, I'll step over and say, hey, let's go chat for a minute. But I do protect the space because it is a sacred space. And I want it to be a good space for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to step in and say, oh, you're doing it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I will step in and say like things like, let me show you a better way where you can get something more out of this experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am there just partly as a container and partly as an educator, because mm-hmm. all of us grew up in a sex negative culture without good teachers. And so I want to be a good teacher for people that are coming in and haven't learned any differently. I want to share new horizons with people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of my role and your role now is working with me on temple is to kind of bring people in and we're not judgmental at all, but we are here to kind of say, hey, let me show you a better way to experience this if you want to. And we'll give different options. I mean, I'm not picky on, but just opening that door to saying, you have a choice.
Yeah, definitely.
Any further thoughts on that?
I think that one of the important parts of temple to me and what it means in my life is that you and I never stop learning. We keep on looking into new techniques that we haven't learned before, and keeping ourselves sharp. And I kind of touched on it earlier about how we try to learn from the other people who come into temple. And I think that one of the things that's interesting about the BDSM community, the kink community, the sex positive community, a lot of the communities that kind of intersect in spaces like temple is that there's a lot of different kinds of people and a lot of different experiences and a lot of different expertises. And, when I'm sitting and listening to you speak, and like I know the way that you do things, but then someone will add an aside of, oh, well, I do things this way. Mm-hmm. And, it's an opportunity to hear other perspectives and other ideas. And because kink and BDSM is more of an art than a science, really, hearing how other people go about doing things will help you put more tools in your toolbox, so to speak.
And definitely.
And I think that that's one of the really strong things about temple.
And believe it or not, I am still learning more and more as I go. I don't even begin to say that I know it all. Mm-hmm. I think I know well enough through my journey in life that I'm always learning something new when it comes to sex. Beautiful parts of sexuality is that it can take so many different forms of expression and different forms of techniques to bring in that I'm always learning.
I know one of the things a friend of mine says a lot is learning is like breathing, and I intend to stop doing both at the same time.
I have a mentor I call once a week, and on one of our more recent calls, I said, she had some problems, health problems, and somehow we got on the topic of death. And I said, yeah, when I want to go, I want to go with a bang. I want to be masturbating and just go with an orgasm. She said, you would, Gigi. But come to think of it, that wouldn't be a bad way to go. So I think for me, it is a lifelong adventure to explore all the different nuances of sexuality. Anything else you want to add? I think we're getting pretty close to our end of show.
I think that's most of what I had.
Okay.
You'll see that?
And I would like to say everybody's welcome in Temple. I mean, we're here to provide a safe and spiritual sacred space to explore sexuality. You can come in if you want to just observe. I'm okay with that. Or if you want to come in and be a little more daring and self-challenging, you can step in and at whatever rate feels right for you. You're definitely welcome to join us, and you can get a link to the Family of Choice virtual community on Facebook from my website, which is at ravenslayerleather.com. In the coming months, I'm planning to put together a website dedicated just to Aphrodite's temple. So that will be coming in the near future. But it'll have all the information, and it'll be the one place where I'll start putting all the schedules and links and how to join virtually until we come to the day where we can have temple on at festivals again. And who knows, we may keep the virtual going all year round.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Anyway, I think that for me, I love helping expand people's horizons and expanding their experiences and helping awaken people to sexuality. Just feel blessed and being a hermaphrodite. And that's partly what originally inspired me, was that in the ancient days, a lot of the sex temples were run by either trans or hermaphrodites. And so it really kind of struck a chord in me to do this work. It's part of my nature, it's part of my heritage from more ancient cultures, when hermaphrodites had not only a function, but kind of a calling to do this work. With that, I want to wish you a really nice, yummy night. Enjoy those nocturnal emissions. Enjoy just pleasuring yourself and allowing yourself to find new heights of pleasure and sexual fulfillment. Mm-hmm. Have a good night. And till next time, we will see you hopefully at Aphrodite's temple.
Good night.
I find it interesting that adults in our culture are not provided with informative sexual education. Even married couples don't have access to an adequate sexual education in how to pleasure each other. It's assumed that somehow we will instinctively know all that we need to know about sex. I don't know how you feel about this, but I think there's a better method. I would like to invite you to join me in developing a sex-positive lifestyle with freedom of sexual expression between consenting adults. Join us each week to learn everything sexual. Add your comments about the show and any suggestions you have for future show topics. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you won't miss any episodes. This concludes this edition of Adult Bedtime Stories. Are you ready to experience nocturnal emissions? Sex is the final frontier, so explore everything sexual.